Colorado was one of the 26 states challenging the health care law's constitutionality, and Attorney General John Southers was sitting in the front row during the Supreme Court's oral arguments in March. He says he thought the decision on whether the individual mandate was constitutional would be based on the Commerce Clause.
And that was the only prediction I made after the arguments, was that they're not going to call this a tax. And I was flat wrong.
Instead, the court ruled that Congress can require people to purchase health insurance under its taxing authority, but not the Commerce Clause. Proponents of the law, including President Barack Obama, have repeatedly said it isn't a tax, but a penalty. Southers says that's why the ruling is especially surprising. He also called it a sea change for federal tax policy.
It's always been a carrot approach. If you buy the product or service we want you to buy, we will give you a tax break. If you buy a house, we'll give you a mortgage interest deduction. Now the court's saying it's okay for the government to say, if you don't buy the product or service we want you to buy, we're going to penalize you with a tax.
Meanwhile, Colorado Democrats are praising the court's decision and say the health care law is crucial for giving millions of uninsured Americans access to health insurance. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.